staying with that, the former minister and current chair of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, Richard Bruton, has said he has misgivings about extending those COVID emergency powers until November. He told the Dáil that the powers cannot be allowed to remain in place without some greater level of scrutiny and evaluation and review of their continuing necessity. Richard Bruton is in our Dáil studio. Very good afternoon to you. What are you saying? What are your misgivings about this? What would you like to see in terms of a timeline for this issue?
Well, I think I'm sounding a note of caution. There's no doubt that as we reopen, some restrictions will continue to be needed. But keeping extraordinary powers in place on a just-in-case basis is not ideal. So what I have been suggesting is that we look at some of those powers which could be progressively discontinued, not necessarily taken off the statute book, but put into cold storage. And secondly, where some of these extraordinary powers are used and have to be used, that there be a closer process of notification and record keeping so they can be scrutinised to ensure they're not being casually used simply because they're on the statute books.
There is a sunset clause, if I can describe it as that, February 2022, February of next year, the minister says, that that's at the outside when all of this would lapse.
Yeah, and I think to be fair to the government, they have brought that back. They were talking about having a longer potential for rolling over these powers unchanged. Like some of these powers, like say mental health tribunals, I question even now whether we need to have different procedures in place for mental health tribunals. I'm not an expert in the field, but you know, I think we do need to be discerning. The world has changed quite significantly as we've got people who are vulnerable and older people all vaccinated. You know, our hospitalisation rate for COVID is now down to 1% of capacity and so on. So it does change the environment in which we view these powers, and I think we have to take a proportionate look at these as we continue.
So, I mean, at this stage, would you say which should lapse or be discontinued and which there's still a case for?
Well, I think there's going to be a case for some of these if things get out of hand, but I think we can provide for recommencement if they are necessary, so that we could look at those. Government can look at them and say, well, some may be put into cold storage, not taken off the statute books, but should it be necessary, the Dáil will be informed of the recommencement and the case for doing so would be provided. I think that's an approach that would be useful. Now, it will take time to do that because I don't think any of us could go through the huge number of restrictions that are there: mental health, travel, events, dwellings, various arenas where the restrictions are in place. But in principle, we should be moving to a point where we do not apply these unless they are proportionate to the risk that's out there. And right. I think that's the principle.
The Dáil is due to vote on this next Wednesday, as I understand it. Would you be hoping that some of your misgivings would be taken on board? And if not, would you be supporting what the government is planning?
Yeah, I'm not signalling that we should not keep these on the statute book. But what I'm saying is that in their use, and we should be moving towards dismantling them by degrees, and where they are necessary to be used, a more careful process of record keeping and scrutiny to make sure they're not used casually.
More broadly, Richard Bruton, the problems that have been identified by Minister Stephen Donnelly in the Dáil this morning in relation to vaccine supply, can the reopening proceed as envisaged, do you think, if there are significant shortfalls, maybe in the hundreds of thousands of these doses?
I think it can. Obviously, this whole thing is a balancing issue, and you heard that in the interviews. But I think when we have vaccinated now 50% of the population, to give you an example, those over 65, over 400 were going to hospital each week in January. That's now down to almost to single figures. A dramatic change for those more vulnerable groups. So it is a very different environment. Of course, we would like to see the remainder of the population vaccinated as quickly as possible. But you have to take into account that we have now achieved very significant progress. But there does remain the need to be cautious, and I think the graduated approach that the government is taking is the correct one. But I think there has been interruptions like this in supply before, and we don't need to panic over changes like this.
Very good. Richard Bruton, Chair of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, thank you for talking to us.